Hi everyone, welcome back. In this chapter, we're going to start introducing some really important topics relating to recording transactions. So let's go ahead and jump right into it. Let's go ahead to the first slide. And let's start with just a basic definition. A definition of a word that we've already used a lot in the first couple of chapters, but let's put a definition to it. Account. An account is the place where we record all increases and decreases in financial statement items. Now we have a whole bunch of accounts, right? We've got asset accounts, such as cash and accounts receivable and land. Liability accounts, accounts payable, notes payable. We have equity accounts, common stock and retained earnings. We have revenue accounts, for example, sales revenue or rental revenue. And we have our expense accounts. Salaries expense, utilities expense, cost of goods sold. So each item on the financial statements is represented by an account. And this account is where we record all of the increases and decreases in those items. Now in a classroom, the way in which we teach these or learn these accounts is using what we refer to as a T account. And if you just go to the next slide with me, let's take a look at what a T account looks like. And there it is. It's called a T account because it looks like a T. Right, we've got a T here. And I want you to just look at it. And in fact, if you have the slides printed out or in front of you, just sort of keep this little T, or just draw a T to yourself, and keep that in mind. Let's go to the next slide. And if you look at that T account, notice that it has three distinct parts to it. The three parts are, it has the very top or the heading. That's where we're going to place the account name. For example, cash. Then, once we get into the T part, we have the left side of the T, and we have the right side of the T. And this kind of brings us to two really important words in accounting. Two words that cause an awful lot of confusion, mainly because they're words that are used in different contexts and different areas. But in accounting, the two words are debit and credit. And in accounting, the word debit, it simply means left. That's it. All debit means is the left side of the T account. And the word credit, you could probably guess what it means. It means right. That's all. Debit left, credit right, nothing more, nothing less. So for those people that are either working for a bank or used to dealing with the bank, put what the bank tells you about these words out of your mind. Right? You hear the word credit and you say, oh good, the bank is putting money into my account. They're crediting my account. Or you hear the word debit and you say, oh no. The bank is taking money from me. They're taking it away from my account. Uh-uh. Debit left, credit right, that's it. It's very important because we use these words all quarter long. And I don't want to see you have trouble all quarter long with the basic definition. Debit means left, credit means right, and that's all. Go to the next slide with me. There's our T account again. And you can see how we're going to make use of it. The top part is the title. We're going to put the name of the account there. Cash or sales revenue or accounts receivable, whatever. The left side of that T account is called the debit side. The right side of that T account is called the credit side. Now let's go to the next slide, and I think what we're going to see here is something very, very important. These are the debit and credit rules. Now, debit means left, and credit means right. That's all. We're going to combine these left and right, these debits and credits, with our different account types, the assets, liabilities, equity, revenues, and expenses, to get the increase-decrease rules. Let's just look at this chart together, and for a few moments, just forget about that last column labeled normal balance. Just look at the increase and decrease column. Remember, an account, a place where we record increases and decreases. Assets, when they go up, when they increase, You record that on the left side or debit side of the T account. So if you were to receive cash, if you got cash, your assets would be increasing, right? You have more cash. You put that on the debit side. When your assets go down, say you pay your bills, well, when assets decrease, and just look at the chart, decrease to an asset is recorded with a credit, the right-hand side of the T accounts. The liabilities, equity, and revenue simply follow the opposite rules. For liabilities, equity, and revenue, they are increased on the credit side. All of the increases will be found on the right-hand side of the T account. They're decreased on the left-hand side or debit side of the T account. Expenses, the last major account type, goes back and follows the same set of rules as your assets. Increase on the debit, decrease on the credit side of the T account. Take a look at that last column labeled normal balance. What the normal balance tells us is on which side of the T account the beginning and ending account balance will be. That's all it's telling us. On which side of the T account the beginning and ending account balance will be. So for assets and expenses, the beginning and ending balance in those accounts will always be on the left or debit side. For liabilities, equity, and revenue, the beginning balance will always be on the right or credit side of the T account. Now, what's an easy way to remember the normal balance of an account? Just sort of look at the table. The normal balance is the exact same as the increase column. So whatever causes an account to increase is also the account's normal balance. I cannot emphasize enough, this slide is vital to you. This is one of those things that you just must know. And the sooner you know it and the sooner you can apply it, the easier your life is going to be. One piece of advice, what a lot of students do, is when they get their exam, they'll take a couple of minutes and just write down some key ideas. This is one of the key things to maybe jot down and say the back page of your test as soon as you get it. That way, as you're working through the exam and say you get to question 27 that asks you about debits and credits and what increases and decreases certain accounts, you don't necessarily have to remember it, but you can refer back to where you'd written it down at the beginning of the test. It makes it easier on you to then apply those rules. It might be something to think about doing. No matter how you handle it, you must know what's on this slide. It is crucial. And the sooner you know it, the easier your life is going to be. Let's go ahead to the next slide. And let's just do an example, a basic example using T accounts. And it says, it asks us to do this. Enter the following four transactions into the cash T account. For this little exercise, we're only going to look at the effects on the account cash, nothing else. So how does each of these little bullet points affect the account cash? Let's just read them together real quick. The four little bullet points are: we sold common stock for $245,000 cash. We borrowed $100,000 cash from the bank. We purchased land for $75,000 cash, and then we purchased inventory costing $20,000 on account. And let's enter these four transactions into our cash T account. Go to the next slide with me. I set it up for you. There's the cash T account. The first transaction, we sold common stock for $245,000. First question. Answer it to yourself. Cash is what type of account? It's an asset, right? Cash is an asset. So it's going to follow the debit credit rules for assets that we saw a couple of slides ago. First bullet point, we sold the stock for $245,000. Did we get cash or did we pay it? Well, we got it, right? We sold stock to owners. So they gave us cash. So cash is going up. When an asset, such as cash, increases, that's always entered on the debit or left-hand side of the T account. How about the second transaction? We borrowed $100,000 from the bank. Once again, our cash has gone up, right? The bank has given us $100,000. So once again, that 100,000 should be recorded on the debit or left-hand side of the T account. How about the third one? We purchased land for $75,000 cash. Well, in this case, we spent the money. We spent the cash to get the land. Our cash has decreased. When an asset decreases, that decrease is shown on the credit side of the T account. The fourth one's kind of a trick one. We purchased inventory for $20,000 on account. How much cash did we spend? We didn't spend any, right? We bought it on account, meaning we bought the inventory, we'll pay the cash later. So as of right now, we haven't spent any cash. Hence, that $20,000 would not go into the cash T account. It won't go in there until we actually pay that bill. Now that we've entered all of the transactions that affect cash, we can figure out the ending balance. Simply add all of the increases, $245,000 plus $100,000. Subtract the $75,000 decrease, and you can see there at the bottom of that, or below that second line, the ending balance on the debit side, normal balance of an asset, a debit, $270,000. Okay, that's the basics of a T account. Let's see if we can apply it to an example together. And let's take a look at example 4 from the website problem. Let's go to the next slide. And here's what example 4 says. Assume the following information. Ending cash is $42,000. Debits to cash were $25,000. The credits, $17,000. Calculate the beginning cash balance. Well, let's enter this into our T account. The ending balance is given, and cash is an asset, so that ending balance is on the debit side, right there. The debits to cash are always on the left side of the T account, $25,000. Credits are always on the right side of the T account, $17,000. Again, cash is an asset, normal balance, a debit, so the beginning balance, right where I have the X, on the debit side. Now we can solve for our X, our beginning balance. Go to the next slide. We just set up an algebra equation. Add the increases, X plus 25,000. Subtract the credits or decreases, 17,000. Set it equal to the ending balance. And you can solve for the beginning cash balance, a $34,000 debit side balance. Okay, just work in a T account. Let's go to the next slide and let's do requirement 2 of the problem. Requirement 2 says, okay, keep all of the numbers the same, all of the information the same that we just dealt with, except assume it relates to accounts payable rather than to cash. How does that change what we need to do? Well, accounts payable is what type of account? It's a liability. And a liability has a normal balance of a credit. So that ending balance here will be on the right side, or the credit side, of the liability account. Debit still means left. So those $25,000 of debits still on the left side of the T account. And credit still always means right. So the $17,000 still on the right-hand side of the T account. Except for a liability, the normal balance is on the credit side. Refer back to the chart if you need to. The normal balance will thus be above the $17,000 of credits on the right-hand side. And if you go to the last slide with me, once again, we set up our algebra equation. It's just a little different. Add the increases. This time we add the $17,000. Subtract the $25,000 of debits, a decrease to a liability. Set it equal to the ending balance. Allows us to solve for X, the beginning accounts payable balance, a $50,000 credit. You want to be good with T accounts. T accounts are something that you'll use all quarter long. And if you get good at working with them, I think you'll find them to be a great tool as you get these other concepts down.